AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Drone detecting devices deployed in New Jersey have found little to no evidence of anything nefarious or threatening. That from Governor Phil Murphy.
We're on a 24/7, that we've got the most sophisticated systems at long last after a lot of pounding away in New Jersey, that we've got experts who run those systems, and I have confidence that we will get the facts here.
Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports arrests have been made in connection to a deadly drone attack on U.S. service members.
Two men, including a dual Iranian-American citizen, have been arrested on charges that they exported sensitive technology to Iran. Three U.S. soldiers were killed in the January 28th drone attack on a U.S. outpost in northeastern Jordan called Tower 22. More than 40 others were also injured. In the attack, the one-way attack drone may have been mistaken for a U.S. drone that was expected to return back to the logistics base about the same time and was not shot down. Following the attack, the U.S. launched a huge counterstrike against 85 sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard and Iranian-backed militia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in Madison, Wisconsin say a teenage student opened fire with a handgun at Abundant Life Christian School, killing a teacher and another teen and wounding six others. They say the shooter also died, likely by suicide. Wisconsin School Safety Director Trish Kilpin.
When somebody conducts a school shooting, they don't simply snap. They don't just decide one day to engage in this egregious behavior. Instead, they make a decision and start research and planning towards an act of violence. And when they're on that pathway to violence, they often demonstrate observable behaviors that others notice.
And a New York judge has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction dismissed because of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. This is AP News. As schools cut bus service, parents are turning to ride-hailing apps.
Ismael El Amin in Chicago was driving his daughter to school when he got an idea for a new way to carpool. It's called Piggyback Network.
Every zip code, every time frame, if there's a Saturday event, if there's a summer camp, we can have parents activate and be a resource to each other.
Parents can book a ride for their student online with another parent traveling the same direction near Detroit.
All right, we're ready.
Hop Skip Drive contracts directly with school districts to help students without reliable transportation. LaTanya Harris-Gooden is a driver.
Most times it's afternoon, like 2:30, 3 o'clock dismissals. And you go to their local school, get them home.
Companies catering to kids claim they screen drivers more extensively, checking their fingerprints and requiring them to have childcare or parenting experience. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.